June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Here we go, Nation. The segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win the Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with the champ.
Yeah. Here we go on a Monday, getting back at it, baby. This is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30 and replay the champ at 2:30. This is what you hear right here. Mm-hmm. Well, not 2:30, 2:20-ish. Excuse me. Shoot, man.
Ish.
That's weed. That's not even really ish. That's a whole 10 minutes later. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? All right, yeah. You see anything, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. Our winner right here is a church combo pack. Exactly what you need right here, you heathens. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie D. Haynes brought us. You know what that Freddie D means?
Frederick Douglass Haynes.
Oh,
he got it.
Man was made for a time like this.
Made to stand up in front of people.
Hey, yes, sir. Why are they trolling a prayer request at the church like this?
I'm praying this morning for Sister Mary Flanagan and also Brother Harry Dick Jones.
Brother Harry Dick Jones. And
that reminds me of my buddy's mom, Carolee. She'd be driving the old Ford Econoline 150 with like nine of us in the back. And she'd be talking about random drivers as every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Yeah.
You know, remember that? Remember that for the old school?
That's old school.
I got every Tom, Dick, and Harry trying to merge in here.
We'd every Tom, Dick, and Harry is just like everybody and their mama.
Yep.
Yeah, same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah, I get it. Brother Harry Dick Jones sounds like a investigator for some 1970s exploitation film or something.
Shaft.
Brother Harry Dick Jones. He knows karate and everything. Yeah.
Is there anything I need to investigate, man?
Yeah. We got this one right here. Reverend got carried away. Pause.
Come on, do me a favor.
Hold on. I didn't realize he said, good, then said this. Wow.
Good. Come on, do me a favor. Look at a neighbor and say, neighbor, have you tasted him this week?
What?
Come on. That was the wrong neighbor.
That was the wrong neighbor.
That was the wrong neighbor. Look to the other side.
Good. Have you tasted him this week?
Yes.
His microphone privileges have been taken away, I'm pretty sure.
We're doing bits. Ladies? Yeah. Reverend, can we see what you're saying this week, please? Yeah. Thank you, Lucius. Tune in every day there at 5:30 for the G-Bag of the Day Championship, where the champion faces challengers. And every day here, you know, 225, give or take five, somewhere in there, you get to hear the champion every day. Here's Wolchuk with his top 10.
All right, we'll get into the top 10 most pure scores in NBA history, 877-881-1053. Who do you think's the most pure scorer to ever play in the association? Big congratulations, though, as we've already mentioned, to Brian Broaddus's LSU Tigers.
And
this, did lead is Brian's, you know, he's fighting sick today. He is, and we love him for it. He's fighting through this. He's powering through. But we got a great version of Clapback Bros.
Is that good ideas to fight through being sick at work?
It's really
still?
Not. It's really not.
It's probably not.
Okay. It's not.
Okay.
It's not, and I feel bad because I'm always telling people to go home when they get sick.
Go
home,
you Brian. Sound like you've had a run through it, brother, this weekend.
I feel like
about
fine,
a 50 box of cigars.
You do sound bad.
Do I sound bad?
You sound rough. Like you're not feeling well.
Yeah. I'm okay. I feel fine. I just
okay.
I just carry on.
Please. I think he needs about four fingers of Glenn Livett. You know,
I got this gummy thing.
Yeah,
I got yeah.
Ooh, that, gargle with it.
That might help. Yeah, I've got this purple gummy thing in my pocket that's supposed to be good.
Okay,
it's supposed to help me. So I'm going to try.
Oh, you're just saving it?
I'm saving it. Yeah, I'm saving it to make me feel better here in about an hour.
Okay, we're just trying to make it a little bit deeper into the show.
Yeah, I figured we only got 3 hours today.
Okay.
If we had a full show, man, I would call in and said, no.
But just because it's a threesome, you're like, you're.
Yeah, I felt like you guys were playing a little shorthanded today.
I appreciate you. I like
I'm the watcher like Diddy, by the way. He said a threesome. I'm the watcher like Diddy. Oil you boys up before you broadcast.
More.
You always pick up what I
do. Oh, man. So Brian had his clap back on the social medias. We had Chris Xmas Rodri reply and say, wow, what a shocker. A school whose baseball budget is five times the entire athletic budget of Coastal Carolina barely won. Hey, congrats. Brian, clap back brought us, quote, tweets, life got you a little down. The news overseas is a little unsettling, I have to admit. Tremendous, Brian.
I don't know, man. The guy's a USC baseball fan. Like, if USC would have made it in one, you know, I would have been like, hey, congratulate. USC's baseball budget's probably just as much as LSU's
Coastal
baseball.
Coastal Carolina probably beat a lot of teams.
Yeah.
They had a really big budget.
Yeah, that's what they do. But, yeah, I clap back a little bit.
I liked it.
I do that a little bit too much, though.
No, it's, I should probably be looking at these tweets a little bit more because you've got some others here that are pretty damn outstanding. So you keep up the great work over
well,
there.
Well, I appreciate that. But I sometimes people piss me off, you know, when it's like, listen, just say congrats and move on. Don't make it like, hey, your team won because you had more of a budget. No, their pitching was just as good as our pitching. Their hitting was not as good as our hitting. I mean, they left a ton of runners on base. I mean, they just did not get it done. So, I mean, just say congrats and move on. Don't make it about money or anything like that.
Yeah, don't make it about the money. Don't make excuses. Yeah, don't make excuses. Take your L and move on. Yeah. Shout out to Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. He's joined Magic as the only point guards ever to win regular season MVP and finals MVP in the same season as he's building quite the resume. And then how about this? This is just bizarre. Pascal Siakam, he was in games where Kevin Durant tore his Achilles, Dame tore his Achilles, Klay Thompson tore his Achilles, and now Halliburton tearing his last night. Like, that's just bizarre.
Dawson, I didn't know what are the odds? Kobe Bryant tore his, what, 2013?
Yeah.
There was like five of them, and I was kind of worried about, is there something that I'm missing with basketball players because of the length of how their size? You know, is there something with the Achilles and the number of games that they play? Is this a trend? You know, is it because it's been happening like at the end of seasons.
I think it's kind of a baseball player thing where they've gotten so good at throwing it hard that the Tommy Johns are happening.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now we're getting so good at exploding and changing direction. The shoes are better. Yeah. You know, it's just
sticky to the floor.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. You know, and that's the toughest one to watch other than the compound fracture.
No doubt. I mean, it's just awful to just see the extension and then boom, it just pops. KD did finally get traded.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, same day as Game 7 of the Finals. I mean, this was a little bit weird. The NFL, this would be a massive no-no. Maybe the NBA just doesn't give a damn. But the Rockets are acquiring the 15-time All-Star, 4-time Olympic gold medalist. They give up Dylan Brooks and Jalen Green. Jalen Green, a good, young, promising player. 6 future picks. The number 10 pick on Wednesday night. And then 5 seconds. So, pretty good return here for Phoenix, who ultimately just got no from a lot of teams. And I think they wanted Jabari Smith Jr. from Houston. They ended up settling for Jalen Green, who averaged over 20 points a game this year. Just really disappeared against Golden State in the playoffs. But hey, KD going to Houston, they needed offense, they get him. But it made me kind of just look through, hey, what's a fun NBA list I could do today? And I found the top 10 most pure scorers in NBA history. And it's not just, okay, who are the top 10 all-time scorers? Because that can kind of be a compiler.
So not like Oscar
stat.
Robertson's not on this list?
That could be a compiler over time. No, Oscar Robertson wouldn't be on here.
Yeah, I don't think LeBron should be on this list. Okay. Certified bucket getters. He was a great scorer, for sure, for his era, but top 10 ever. If I have an ISO play into the game, I got to get a hoop. I'm not picking LeBron.
All right.
I'm deep into my selections.
Well, we'll see if LeBron ended up making this top 10. We already got a vote.
I think he is probably going to make this list.
Agent Zero, Gilbert Arenas from the 817, would be their most pure scorer of all time. I mean, shoot or shoot. Carmelo got some love.
Curry's got to be on this list, right?
Yeah, Curry will be on here. James Harden got some love on the Twitters. Kobe, MJ.
Dawson, Lucius, give me this one. Allen Iverson?
Oh, yeah.
On this list?
AI.
Absolutely.
Should he be on this list?
100%, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, I mean, maybe his field goal percentage wasn't the best because he had to be a high-volume shooter. He played on such offensively inept teams.
I think he was a 3- or 4-time scorer.
Scored a lot.
Scored a lot, yeah. Led the league.
But it's not like if you look at KD or Jordan, they're over 50% field goal shooters, and that's what puts them in this category of, hey, you're a perimeter guy, and you still make 50% of your shots? That's incredible. You know, and it's rare that you find that.
Yeah, we got love for Pistol Pete. ISO Joe Johnson from the 469 just got texted in.
Wow.
We also got a vote for Reggie Miller and Larry Bird from the 214. Some feedback about, you know, hey, two-person radio used to be the norm. That's from our guy Zach in Frisco.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, we've grown.
You know, to me, it gets no better than Jordan. It gets no better than Kobe.
Sure.
How retro do you go with this? You know, because at a time, like, doesn't Wilt Chamberlain still have the record for most points per game throughout a season?
Yeah, Wilt's going to be here in the top 10. So at number 10, we've got Tracy McGrady.
Nice.
Old guy thing I would throw is George Gervin out there from the Spurs. Not on that list.
See, I couldn't tell you who the hell George Gervin was.
George Gervin? Spurs, Iceman?
Yeah.
He was great.
Yeah.
Him and David Thompson from that era. Yeah.
Just crushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pre-Jordan, along with Dr. J, like the guy.
Okay. Steph comes in at number 9 on this list.
And yeah, I see that.
Because he's one of the greatest three-point shooters ever.
Yeah.
But in terms of, hey, what else do you have in your repertoire? Size limitations, that's another reason why he got docked number 9 on the list. 8 is where we've got Wilt Chamberlain.
Nice.
He comes in at number 8. And, I mean, he just seemed like an absolute cheat code for that time. I mean, only 2 players ever averaged over 30 points per game for their career. It was him and it was Michael Jordan. So he was a guy that just was a walking bucket, literally.
The awareness, the long arms, the skill at that size, he would be unguardable in today's game, too.
Yeah, he's hard.
Did you have anyone you wanted to throw out there, Lucius?
Dame Lillard.
Ooh, game time.
Yeah, dude, he was amazing to watch, bro.
Yeah, in his prime.
The height of his powers against the Clippers and the Thunder in those playoff series. Yeah. You know, where he's getting mobbed and he looks up at the camera and hits the watch. It's just crazy.
Yeah. God, that shot is one of the all-timers. Who'd you?
Dominic Wilkins?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely a guy that would be in the conversation. He did not make this top 10.
Right.
Wow. Number 7 is going to be a problem here for the general.
I think Dominic did something crazy where he averaged 30 and then he was out of the NBA. Like, he got mellowed before Mello for some mysterious reason.
So yeah,
maybe, still the height of his powers.
Maybe there's something going on there. Danny Granger's getting texted in. Elgin Baylor.
What were you going to say? I'm not going to like.
Number 7 on the list is LeBron.
Oh yeah, I mean these lists can be wrong.
7, yeah. Truly one of a kind. He's more known for being an all around player than a pure scorer, but he's the NBA's all time scoring leader for a reason. If you can think of a way a player could score, LeBron could do it.
But the reason his finals record is so poor is because, hey, I'm LeBron, it's time to take over in the final 5 minutes, and he wasn't there enough.
Is that the clutch factor here? The closing
remember that
ability?
Narrative? He's always passing out of situations. When he did make a lot of threes in a fourth quarter, it was an event. Like, wow, LeBron was on fire in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
It just didn't happen.
Dirk got texted in from the 214, Walt Frazier, Jerry West. Number six is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
Dirk's one-foot turnaround jumper, one of the most unstoppable moves of all time. But what's the most unstoppable? The skyhook from Kareem.
Yeah, if you play anybody that's ever played basketball in the 70s, they're going to hit you with a skyhook at some point.
Yeah.
I play one-on-one with all my uncles, and they have a skyhook in their game.
Oh, yeah. I have a skyhook in my game.
Yeah. You can't block it.
Yeah.
It's a foul.
It's crazy. Unstoppable.
That's all I had playing against an older brother, you know? And as I'm coming up starting to learn basketball, Jabbar still, you know, in his early 30s, crushing.
Got 817 said Hakeem Olajuwon, and Hakeem is not in the top 10 here.
Wow, that's criminal.
Number five is Dirk. Dirk coming in at five, revolutionizing the power forward position with his fantastic scoring and shooting ability. His unorthodox high release made blocking his shot impossible, and the one-foot turnaround jumper, also one of the most unguardable shots in NBA history. Dirk would have even been better in this era with the spacing. And really, he kept usher in this era that we're seeing now with all these bigs that can handle the way they can and be able to shoot the three. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, him and Pau Gasol and Rasheed Wallace, I guess Big Smooth kind of started to bring that in as well, the bigs that could shoot. But Dirk took it to another level because he could put on the floor and pass so well.
Number four is Melo. Carmelo Anthony is one of the most prolific ISO scorers of all time, was a fantastic pull-up player that could use his strength to get in the lane or hit the step back. There wasn't a spot on the floor that Melo could not score from.
Yeah, he was an absolute freight train in transition, too. Like, just crazy, crazy good there for, I'd say, 6 or 7 years, probably.
Number three, Kobe.
Kyrie!
Oh. Yep.
I've never heard Kyrie's name. No disrespect to Kobe. Yeah, we haven't heard Kyrie's. Come on, man.
Kyrie not on here.
Okay.
Nope.
I mean, what he did James in the Harden. Finals, his prime.
And James Harden wasn't on here either. And James him and Russ for a while. I mean, those dudes, the ability to score. I mean, you talk about the original free throw merchant. Like, Harden always will come to mind to me. His ability to just kind of draw contact. And they changed the rules because of some of the crap he was doing.
He was hooking. He was hooking as he went by.
He was hooking.
He had it. Yeah, but he couldn't do it in the playoffs.
No, he couldn't. I mean, in Russ, to an extent, neither. But Kobe coming in at number three, I mean, in so many ways, cross between what we're going to get to one and two on this list, but earlier in his career, relying on the athleticism and then the mid-range, one of the best. I mean, three-point range got really, really good. He was a guy that could just fill up the stat sheet. Number two is the Slim Reaper himself, Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that dude can do it all. He really can. The dribbling ability, the pull-up game, he is a walking bucket. But number one,
he did a lot of the Kobe stuff, and I don't think he gets enough credit for it because of his length.
And it's, his size.
Yeah, but I mean, he's the only guy that lied about being shorter than he actually is. He's a flipping 6'11 and a half guy saying he's only 6'9".
Yeah.
It's amazing. No, Jeremy Lin, not number one. That's an upside 6'2". We've got MJ at number one. Most pure scorer of all time. Nobody could score like MJ. 30.12 points per game, most in NBA history. Could do it in every way imaginable. Transition, spot up three, late in the career. I mean, you talk about a guy that could take over a game. That was him.
Is the roof.
Damn right. So there you have it. And some names that you guys mentioned that were outstanding, but they didn't make it here in this top 10.
Jordan was so fantastic that even when he was beating your team, you could appreciate it and respect it. Like, everybody else that's ever whooped my team, I was like, I hate that guy forever.
You couldn't hate MJ.
Couldn't hate Jordan. I actually couldn't hate Shaq either. Shaq was just so much fun.
Yeah, he's likable.
Right on. Thank you, Wolchuk. Top 10 at 2:20 every afternoon here on The Fan. We'll hit some NFL sounds of the day coming up next. What's in store, buddy?
All right. Who is trying to poach Micah Parsons? Why don't you bleep off? We'll hear that next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.